update us on House Bill 2630B, the way it looks now?
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 2630B allows a public utility to file a balance sheet and other information with the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, at the end of the fiscal year used by the utility. The bill requires additional filing of a balance sheet if due on or before April 1st, 2002, not later than 4 months following the end of the public utility's fiscal year in 2002. The bill grants cities authority to plan, construct, acquire, operate, own, and maintain common facilities with one or more persons. It allows the PUC to authorize natural gas utilities to amortize deferred expenses by increasing customer rates more than 3%. The bill establishes a procedure for an electric utility to seek PUC authorization for rate increases based on deferred expenses for rates above 3%, but not more than 6%, and it declares an emergency and takes effect on passage. We also have Dash B4 amendments to the bill.
Okay, thank you. Why don't we, I understand there's a panel that's going to come up and speak to the amendments that were put into the bill in the Senate. Is that right? Yeah. Sean, do you want to come up? Kevin, are you part of that? Steve? I don't know, Gary, when you, Gary, we do want to hear from you, but I don't know if now is the appropriate time or you want to wait till they're done. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Steve Vincent with Avista Utilities. I thank you for the opportunity to review this bill, especially with the Senate members on the Senate side and individually with the House members. I'm not going to go through the slides that are being passed out to you other than to suggest it might improve the quality of your confetti coming out of your shredder. But anyhow, what's happening is that the price of natural gas out in the wholesale market, whether we're purchasing it from Sumas, which is a price point out of British Columbia, or the Rockies, which is our domestic supply, the price of that wholesale natural gas has been pretty volatile in the last 6 to 9 months. And what happens year in and year out is this statute, which is in House Bill 2630, is a mechanism that allows us to carry deferred costs so that, for instance, in the winter months when the price of natural gas is usually higher, we accrue a debt or a deferral, and in the summer months, we are probably charging our customers more than what we're buying that natural gas for in the wholesale market. So we're accruing a credit. It's usually a wash from year to year. What this account allows us to do, or this section of statute, is go into the commission once each year and adjust our rates so that we sort of true up this account that's out there that either grows part of the year in a debt situation or grows in a credit that goes back to our customers. Now, what the statute also has is a 3% cap, a cap on 3% of our annual gross revenues. We can't increase our rates by any more than that as it relates to this deferred count that sits out there. So what's happened in the last 6 to 9 months, about four pages into this little presentation, you'll see a line graph that shows a dramatic rise in the price of natural gas on the wholesale market. So we have $20 million out there now, more than we are allowed to charge our customers in the base rate. And so what we're doing is we're coming into the commission in December with this mechanism asking for an increase in our rates. But that 3% limit will bump too soon, and recovery of $20 million could take better than 10 years for our utility. So what we're asking for in House Bill 2630 is to remove the 3% cap on the natural gas utilities and allow us to have a greater rate increase. It doesn't mean that we're going to come in the day this bill is enacted into law and ask for a 20% rate increase, because we realize as well we're in a competitive marketplace. Pacific Power is our competitor in the market that we serve, and we don't want to cause extreme price volatility to our own consumers for fear that they'll stop using our product. So there is some prudence on our part as well to be careful of what kind of rate increases we go in and ask for. I know you've all had a chance to look at some bullet points that I've given you, so I think I'll just kind of conclude there and be happy to answer any of the questions that you have.
Any questions for Steve? Steve, I have a question. Let's assume for a minute that in a 3-month period of time that your cost of the product doubled. Tell me, under current law, what exactly happens with the PUC in terms of this deferral? What are the limits to it? How do you recoup those costs, and how does this bill change that?
Right now, if the price of natural gas were to double on the wholesale side, in about, let's see, I'm trying to find my right graph here. Only 20% of the rate goes to the utility. Anyhow, if the price of natural gas doubled, basically we're allowed to charge our customers right now 95 cents per therm. About 60 cents of that is the wholesale cost of natural gas. If it doubled to $1.20, obviously we'd be losing some money. What we probably do is we would accrue that loss for that 3-month period and then determine if in our projections that the price of natural gas is going to come back down, then perhaps we don't need to do anything about it because we're accruing it. And let's say that doubling of the price occurred in the winter months. We could project out into the summer that the price of natural gas is going to come down enough that we can begin to work off that we accrued in that 3-month period. That would naturally occur. However, once a year, we come back in and we say, look, our price of natural gas was too high for that period. We need to increase our rates by a certain percentage point to recover that. Right now, the law says, okay, you can't increase that by any more than 3% of your annual gross revenues to cover that debt you incurred. So what's happened today is we're $20 million in debt for what happened in the last 6 to 9 months, and that 3% says you can't raise your rates any more than, for our utility, would be less than $2 million. So if we increased our rates next December by 3%, our customers would be paying on a debt that we incurred for the next better than 10 years, the principal plus the interest. So what we'd like to do is raise our rates by more than 3%, give our customers the chance to work that off a little quicker.
You're saying under current law, you simply have to take that deferral and carry it out a lot longer at the maximum increase, and there's interest being charged to the customers on the amount of the deferral during the period of time in which the deferral is being made up. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. It's possible for us to borrow the money from ourselves, but in today's energy markets, that's not possible any longer. We have to go to the bank to borrow the money to buy the raw product which we serve our customers.
And this gives you, this language would allow you to recoup any increase in cost that you seek to recoup, any increase in cost that you seek to recoup without going into a long-term deferral. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would improve the period, you know, the shorten the time period in which we could defer. We're not talking about any cost to the utility. We're only talking about the wholesale cost of natural gas.
And transportation costs.
And transportation costs. There's a little pipeline charge somewhere there that's a piece of the wholesale cost.
The PUC still has to approve that increase.
Correct, and they can still reject it as well. And even if we begin to amortize that out, and they find 4 or 5 months down the road that we've made a serious mistake, they can come back to us and tell us to refund all of it. So there are a lot of consumer protections within this statute. We just can't get away with a rate increase and run off with the money.
Okay.
The money actually goes to the supplier, not to us. We don't keep that money.
Any other questions for Steve Ensign? Okay, Kevin, would you like
to? Thank you, Chair Witt and members of the conference committee. Kevin Lynch from PacifiCorp. With respect to the three issues in the bill, you're already familiar with the fiscal year issue, as that's what originally passed this committee and the House. It's a matter of interest to our company, as due to a change in ownership of PacifiCorp recently, we now abide by a different fiscal year, and we're just trying to bring our own annual financial reporting in line with what the Commission requires. So in effect, it's something of a clerical or an updating change. With respect to the Klamath provision, similarly, it's something in which we have something of an interest. I should say the municipal partnership section 4 of the bill. It again, in effect, brings up to date some statutory requirements and helps us with the relationship we have with the city of Klamath Falls with our cogeneration development and other things down there. And then finally, on the matter of the deferred accounting, electricity is treated slightly differently from natural gas in terms of passing through costs. What I would say about this bill, other than the fact that PacifiCorp wholeheartedly supports it, is that it's an important mechanism that needed to be revised a little bit to reflect a more volatile power market that we're currently in. I want to thank Senator Gordley for helping to facilitate the meetings that brought about the consensus amendments that are in this bill, which I believe have the support or the non-opposition of every stakeholder that was involved, from the utilities through the consumer groups, and the commission has been involved in the drafting of them as well. The purpose of deferred accounting from an electric side, even though we generate a fair amount of our electricity ourselves and buy some on the open market to fill in our full requirements, is to capture costs or savings in periods in between rate increases. And historically, those kinds of costs have not been all that substantial or have not required a very rapid recovery. Oregon, actually uniquely among the states that we do business in, has a 3% of gross annual revenues limitation on how much can be recovered in any particular year. Over the course of the last year, as everybody is painfully aware, the wholesale power market has gotten quite volatile. PacifiCorp has to purchase a small amount of its requirements in the open market to meet its customers' needs, and even that small amount has required us to expend a substantial amount of money to meet our obligations. As a consequence of that, we have sought some changes in the statute to raise that 3% cap to a much higher number. And the result of that effort and the discussions with the other stakeholders are the amendments in front of you, in which the cap is raised from 3% to 6% of gross revenues per year. And there are a number of procedural and substantive requirements that are formally put on the utility and the commission to work through in order to award an electric utility an amount greater than 3%, but of course limited to 6% in immediately recovering those deferred costs. Any amount of money that the commission determines a utility can recover in that period of time is subject to subsequent review and determinations by the commission as to whether those costs were prudently incurred and appropriate, and if not, customers can obtain refunds as a consequence. So I believe that this is a pretty good package of things that will partly respond to the difficult situation that we find ourselves in now, contain a number of requirements that constitute significant consumer protections, and probably strike a balance.